My name is Robert Dixon. I was born in 1931. I was born at Austwick, a little village in West Riding. My dad was a roadman, a lengthman, they called them at that time. And he used to look after a little village called Horton in Ribblesdale. And he had a 1925 P-model Triumph, which he used to take a great pride in. And I used to ride pillion with him, you know, great thing. 500cc motorbike, go about top speed of 25 miles per hour.
Tell me, how did you become a policeman then?
Well, I was actually a mechanic. I was working in a garage. And then my wife's father was a union guy up at Settle Limes Quarry. It was all limestone, of course, at that time up there. And he got me a job there. I was dumper driving. I was doing all sorts of things. Good money, but I decided I wanted to do something different. My wife said, why don't you have a go? If you want to be a policeman, try it. And, of course, you know, we did all the usual exams and whatever. And eventually I started at Settle, which I was there for 3 years. We had our own house there. But they wouldn't allow you to stay any longer than there because I knew a lot of people there and they were apt to let them, you know, let them go and that kind of business. And I wasn't a very officious kind of guy, you know, so.
And was that the West Riding Force in
Turkey? That's the old West Riding, yeah. And of course, it covered a wide area, as you were well aware of, didn't it? You know, going from Sedbergh down to Doncaster and very far afield were these places.
And so the rule was that you got moved on quite a lot?
I got moved on to Methley. I did about 15 years on the beat at Alton, Methley and Rothwell. They just emerged at that time. We got to the West Yorkshire, you know, West Yorkshire Metropolitan. And then, of course, I suffered a bit with back trouble and I finished up in the office at Wakefield. I was there for 10 years probably. But when we lived in the police house at Wakefield Road, next to the Corbord estate, as it was, and then we moved on to Beechwood.
How many policemen were there then?
There was three at Alton. There was Alan Grimley, John Dunn, his father was a superintendent, and myself at that time. And I think there was four people down at Methley, four PCs and a sergeant, which was quite a lot, really, when you think about it, what there is now, isn't it?
And you were separate to Rothwell then?
Oh, yes, yeah, separate altogether. It was only when they merged with Leeds City, Dewsbury and all these other things that we became part of Rothwell then.
So what was it like coming to what would have been a strange area? How did you get to know it? What sort of happened when you first came in the 1960s?
I loved it from the day I came here. Coming out from the wilds, as it were, I had no problem at all. I mean, I didn't know what mining was about or anything, you know, coming from the wilds, but you seemed to fit in like a glove, you know. People, okay, if you booked them for something and you'd see them down at the club and say, come on, Dicko, and have a pint, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not a drinker, don't get me wrong, but. And there were some really nice people. Obviously, you had a lot of different nationalities. You know, you got the Scotch were the worst, really. But there was a heck of a lot of different things you used to get. There was a guy, he was, I don't know, Lithuanian or not, and he got married. Because with us living on the edge of the Kolbo, any problem was straight round. And, you know, they'd had this wedding do at the thing. The kids came round and said, there's trouble at our house, Mr. Dixon. And of course, I went round. Television were broken, there was blood everywhere. Of course, I went on blood. Because I think we knocked, they call him Bruno, this guy, but he doesn't make any odds, I don't know what his name is really. You know, we knocked him off, put him into a cell for a few hours and let him go. Because that's what you did at that time. See, oh man. Job at that time, as you recall, when Bentleys were there, quite a big firm. And, of course, they had a heck of a lot of lorries. Well, I had all the insurance policies and everything there. I used to go and interview these insecure lords, all petty stuff, but it all kept you going, you know.
So, do you know why your police house was built next to the Cobalt Estate?
I don't really know, no. I just think that it was probably to keep them in order. I don't, there were two of them, two houses. I said John Dunn lived next door to myself. Of course, we worked shifts. If I was on late, John was on early, and vice versa, you know.
And did you have a police station in those days?
At Methley. That was our police station, yeah. Methley. Yeah, there were a police station there. We were a couple of cells, I believe, there was at that time. Right. They knocked it down, you know.
But normally you kind of work from home?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My wife did a lot of the business, you know. When I were out, obviously, you know, and it wasn't like you've got mobile phones at that time. You make points every hour in the village, you know, at telephone boxes in the village.
How did you do your patrolling?
Well, you used to, you know, you'd have a beat and they'd say, well, you're on A beat today and you have to go around. You were all just a matter of going from one telephone box to another, really.
And then what, did you have to make a telephone call?
No, if they wanted you from the office, they would call you there. And then the sergeant, inspector, whatever, would arrange to meet you at a point.
So you had to be at a certain telephone box at a certain time?
Yeah, 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after, you know. If it was the hour and it was 5 to 5 past.
And if you didn't get a call, you just carried on your beat?
Just carried on your beat, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
And of course then you had, you know, warrants or summonses and things like that to serve. Was all, I loved it. I loved trailing about on my bicycle. Great.
And did you have to gather intelligence for the force?
I suppose we didn't call it intelligence at that time. And if somebody came up and said, I think that bugger's, you know, doing a bit of, you know, it went in. I suppose that's what it was, really. But intelligence came later. You know, it wasn't called that at that time.
And what kind of crimes did you have to deal with on a sort of normal weekly basis?
A lot of gas meters, of course, at that time. And particularly upon Cobalt, we used to get a lot of those, you know.
And what did they do?
Well, they'd break into the gas meters and, you know, they take the money. They'd already put in and take the money out, you know, stuff like that. Really petty stuff. No big deals, you know.
Looking back at some of your predecessors, they had a lot of drunkenness to deal with. Did that apply to you?
Not a lot, no. You get odd ones, but very few. I mean, there were a lot of domestic, I suppose they call it domestic violence now, yeah, particularly with Scottish people again. And I like Scottish people, don't get me wrong, but the one or two up there, you know, they used to knock hell out of the wives, which weren't good.
And there were a lot of Polish people and European miners as well. Did you come into contact with them?
Yeah. They were fine and they were good workers. I mean, they went to work regular, which you can't say that about a lot of the, you know, the other guys, you know. Because, of course, I used to go down to Waterray, and we've got Waterray Newmarket. They were at points there, you know, you have a point at 4 o'clock in the morning down at Waterhead or up at Newmarket. And then, of course, with Methley being the station, some of the Methley lads would be working 6 to evenings, finish at 2. So you had to go down maybe 3 o'clock in the morning on your bike and take the messages from Garforth. Because we were under Tatcaster Division, you see, at that time. You know, sometimes you'd go down to Methley maybe 3 or 4 times a night. You know, on your bicycle, you know, chugging away. But I suppose I must have been fit at that time, you know.
What kind of uniform did you have in those days?
Well, we had, you know, the close-necked dirt uniform, you know, and the normal Bobby's helmet that we had with the big West Riding badge on.
Your bicycle, did you get that issued to you, or was it just a normal bicycle?
No, you bought your own, and they give you bicycle allowance. I don't know, say it was 10 pence a week or something like that for allowance. And I had a lovely rally bicycle. You know, some guys had older bikes, but I know I got this rally when I came here. It it was a lot of money. I think it was about £12. It seemed a lot of money, you know. And
what about the children round here and the teenagers? Did you have much trouble with them?
No, I got in the main, I got on fine with the kids. Middle one or two that was. We some guy, lads who lived on the Corbord estate, and we had a mobile fish and chip shop, came round, mobile groceries and all that. And a couple of these lads, they did a robbery on this thing. Of course, he got sent down. But they were only kids, they were only about 16, 17 years old. Probably that was the most serious thing that I ever dealt with. We didn't get any murders or things like that.